dust by the radio. Life after dust, dust, dust by the radio.
You need to tune in.
In your career, Shady J holds a title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle, cause this vlog is real talk, ain't no American Idol, Jack and Samora, Terry Lamona, and your divider, and if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto, because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle, this is life after dust, music wins with hot models, we got them. Life after dust, 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 by the radio, to come up is a must, must. You must tune in. Radio, you could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Life at Dust Live with your boy Steady J. We in the building, man. Glad to have y'all. I give a hand to y'all to come begging it through another week, man. Let's give a hand to that. Yes, man. It's a blessing in the. See y'all, you know, making it with us, man. If you're here in this week and you made it, man, you need to be blessed. And, you know, just really sit back and just appreciate it, man, because somebody didn't make it this week, and you're here. So, definitely, man, it's every Monday here on Life at Dust Live with yours truly, Steady J. We bring you what we call Hot After Dust Mondays. Hot After Dust Mondays consist of hot music, hot interviews, hot news, and of course, you can't have a hot news without a hot mess. So that's a little bit of everything you get on the show every week, man. Got a very hot show for you today. Of course, when I say hot interviews, our special guest for today will be the boy Emmett Dillard of 151 Envy Photography. Cannot wait to have more here, man. He's a blessing. Man, this is y'all chance to pick his brain, man. So y'all take some notes. And if you miss any parts of the show, because you got to go run and use the restroom because you missed some keys, man, go ahead and always remember you can check out the shows, back the playbacks of them by going to blogtalkradio.com/SteadyJ. That's C-E-D-D-Y, letter J. And also go to iTunes, type in Dust Pod Radio Network or iTunes. We'll find you on there. Heck, man, there's no way you can't find the show, so. Definitely, man. Not wait at all. Now, some of the stuff we got to go ahead and get out to the world works. Of course, I know that over the weekend, we actually had, on this past Friday, was the due date for Human Cameras Magazine, issue number 10. Well, after careful, thank you. I can now sit here and say that this is not the official first cover where there's a male on the cover, people. I don't know. Let me repeat that again because I didn't catch it the first time. There is a male on the cover. Yes. Now, with that being said, man, I've been trying to tell everybody, and there's been a lot of people doubting, going, oh, you know, well, see, Joe, you ever said you're going to change everything, man, and do something different. You're going to do this. You know, every time, anything that you think you think of that is quote-wise and then coming something, I change it up every time. You never know what's coming. And, you know, a lot of magazines, yes, they all the operators, most of the magazines out there, especially in the urban world, usually featuring only females. I mean, you really can't find some of these magazines where they have women in it. I mean, men in it, excuse me. But I've been telling y'all since day one, and so I'm not going to show y'all first hand, I meant this is day one, that men can submit to be in the magazine too. So, yes, I'm excited that we, you know, have a first male on there, with the exception of me being Santa Claus in the holiday issue. All right, so Let me go a little bit on some of the news for this week. Let's give you a couple of news stories. One news story, y'all know one of the places I love to go to, a lot of times get a lot of my news, is clumsyquiz.com, because they talk about stuff that you don't see players for all day and don't get a chance to get the light of day that's like under our nose, where it's stupid criminals and stupid cops every day. And they do some of the dumbest things. Oh my God. All right, now. This is one of the stories I don't know who I'm going to call dumb in this yet, but you just wait. Apparently, police confiscate weapons from a pasta safari. So what is pasta safari, you ask? Well, now, we'll get to that in a second. Going into the story, an Australian man says police confiscated four of his guns because he posed for his firearm license photo, but calendar on his head. Wow. Okay, because I was thinking this is good. When I first read it, I thought it was going to go with something like that. He was killing somebody or something crazy. So, dude had a license to have him. He wasn't doing nothing ratchet, but because he had a calendar on his head. You know, in for those of y'all know what a calendar is, that's a little thing when you ring out the water. You put up the pasta in there. And you know, after you need to boil it in the water, you put the pasta in the water into the little calendar and drains it out. Bam, that's a calendar. Anyways, Guy Alvin convinced the photographer that he was a member of the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster so that he could wear the calendar, a symbol of statue of sacrilegious movement whose members refer to themselves as Pastafarians. So, wow. So this guy's an idiot. Let's sit back and think for a second. So you're going to have, but you can't really have your gun license. You're good. You ain't doing nothing stupid. But then you decide to make this stupid behind story up so you can act a fool, make a stupid picture of something that, you know, that people do not play about. And obviously in Australia, they really mean business down there. You thought it was just crazy in the U.S., but I don't understand it, man. Like, you're an idiot, dude. I'm waiting for that to get the cricket of the war today, but you're playing for a close first right now. I don't know. All right. Oh, here we go. Another one. Oh, God. This woman here. She might take it. All right. So in this story, this woman was involved in $2.50 candy theft. She ends up landing herself in jail. I will be going on more about the death. Lights after dust by the radio. To come up is a must. People tuning on your radio. Or you could even visit dustbot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on. Getting light on the stars of tomorrow. You need work in your career. Steady J holds the title. When I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this vlog is real talk. Ain't no American Idol. Jock is some more and Terry Lamona in your divider. Yeah, so we're having technical difficulties there for a second. We're back. All right, so going back into $2.50 candy theft. So apparently a Estonian woman refused to deal with her theft. $2.47 candy got jailed for 7 days. Or in June 22nd, Monroe. Was seen hiding vanity candy in her purse. She paid for some other items, but not the candy. Okay, so she paid for the other stuff. We almost found the other stuff. Can we find out what the other stuff was? Because if the woman sold candy, but you sold something, I mean, she paid for something was more, she's an idiot. But Okay, this happened June 22nd. On December 17th, 2013, and again on February 4th, 2014, he failed to attend court as required to deal with the theft charge. When Rose Chan, the version of the theft charge from the court system was lost when she failed to show up twice, according to the defense lawyer, Carrie Brandon. It's difficult to understand why she got herself in this trouble for $2.47 worth of candy. It says Justice Deborah Austin. I don't know, guys, but you gotta be kidding me. So you didn't go to court over $2.47, and now you're going, and that's gonna be the most, now it's gonna be the most expensive candy in the world. Which, by the way, this is going on in Canada. For those of y'all who know where Sony is, Ontario. This is where they do, man. I guess people find it worth more to pay a $2.50 worth of candy. You wouldn't go to jail for. And would have still court out once, but twice, that's going to add up to more money. You can possibly get out of that. It might cost you about $52. You never know. But not because you're an idiot. You got to pay. You got to pay the price. And that price is what be way more than $2.50. We will be getting the Trick of the Award out of day later on. So we're going to go ahead and go into some music break. We come back to this quick track. We're going to go to my special guest for the day, my boy Emmett Dillard, in the building. Let's get it.
I need you to get away with me.
before I bring my guest on, I'm going to go ahead and give the Cricket Award out of day. There was two stories you mentioned so far who get the Cricket Award. Is it going to be the one with the $2 for the cents, Kenny Phillips, or is it going to be the guy who had to get his weapons confiscated for him because he posed for his gun license with a freaking pound on his head telling him he's a pot safari? Whatever, man. I can't. All right, so we before we pick that award, I'm going to let my guest tell y'all that in a second, who he decides, and then we're going to pick from there. All right, so welcome to the show. For the first time, actually, man, I'm all the way from North Carolina. I want to welcome to the show my boy, Emmett Diller of the incomparable 151 Truth Envy Photography. What's up, man?
How you doing?
Much, man. Glad to have you, man. You know, to be able to pick your brain and all that stuff.
That sounds exciting.
Yes. I have all the knowledge in the world I need. All right, so, man, I don't know. I'm going to ask you, man, before I pick my award for the day I'm giving it to, who should we give this Cricket Award today? And this is your first time knowing what the Cricket Award is, so let me tell you what that's about. Cricket Award is, you know, we give people some magical cricket for being the stupidest person of the day of all the stories we mentioned. So you got either, is it A, the woman who skipped court, not once, but twice, and went to jail for 7 days for stealing $2, a grown woman, by the way, for stealing $2.47 worth of candy? Or are we going to give the award to the guy who got all four of his guns confiscated by police because he decided when he took his gun, when he took his gun license picture, he put a freaking colander on his head, photographer who was taking the picture, that he was a pasta following, which is why he had to wear the colander on his head. Which one are you going to pick, man? Who's the bigger idiot, Jay?
I'm going to have to go with the last guy. That sounds amazing to me.
You going to pasta following?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. If we don't, we want to be a tie today, man. So we getting the Cricket Award to both of you, man. I just think they're both equally as dumb. First of all, you didn't do anything wrong. If you didn't do this dumb thing, you would have got to take your pictures and hold and have your gun. Now you got your gun taken away from you, and you forget your license revoked. How much of an idiot are you, bro? Idiot. And then the woman, how you going to jail for still? Hold on, bro. I'm just going to have to put this in perspective. She's paying for everything else. She just didn't pay for the $2.47 worth of candy she decided to hide in the bag. So you mean to tell me you say that is a candy worth going to jail for and skipping court twice? I don't know, man. That's expensive black candy.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I mean, it gives a new meaning to what would you do for a Klondike bar. I mean, it's not that serious. But, man, it's definitely a pleasure having you, man. You know, you've been in the fold for a while, supporting the movement, you know, doing great work and, you know, taking that. And it seems like, man, I talk about this so much on the show that North Carolina, man, a lot of the high stuff I see coming in the modeling industry, and I think is completely underrated, is coming out of North Carolina.
I agree.
So, man, and you definitely another person being a testament of that, man. I feel that everybody's already talking about Atlanta, New York, Cali, Chicago, Detroit, but it's like North Carolina, man. North Carolina be giving y'all that for y'all money. So between the women and the photographers that's there that's putting in the work to make the stuff come out perfect, it's going to be putting in work in North Carolina.
I mean, we I can say, you know, by living on that Bible Belt, a lot of people turn the other cheek. That's the best way to say that, because there's a lot of things they don't permit down here. But, you know, hard work pays off no matter where you at.
Exactly.
I like that, man.
It seemed like, you know, most of you, but I feel like I need to take a trip there, man, because a lot of the love I get is from there, man. And when you make connection with people there, a lot of times I've met a lot of loyal people who rock with you for life. So it's a blessing.
I agree on that. Again, thank you for having me on the show.
Well, no problem, man. You know, now first of all, man, how did you get to start into the industry, man? That's one thing I don't know. How did you actually get to start, and when was it?
I started off by drawing, and went from there. I had a good friend named Tron Dawson. He saw some of my work when I did photos and stuff. He actually pushed me into it, you know, to be better and pursue it, which I wasn't at first, and he kept poking until I actually did, and then he actually set up a lot of my first photo shoots. And he just was a cool guy I used to just work with, and it went from there.
Now, and you know what, that's how you know the people who do really good work and just stuff, they're usually people who are artists first in some type of, like, whether it's graphic design or it's drawing or whatever. So it's interesting that you kind of fall in that suit.
Yeah, that's what I started off, just drawing characters and stuff. Then went from there, just progressed to a lot of different things I was doing for a lot of different other people, and photography, and that goes hand in hand if you're trying to be creative with stuff.
Now, why the name 151 Proof Envy Photography? Because, I mean, it reminds me of when I was drinking. It reminds me of one of my favorite drinks to take a shot with, Bacardi 151. So, kind of tell everybody, you know, what led you to come to the name of the photography company to be 151 Proof Envy?
And that's exactly what happened.
You got drunk and it just happened.
Yeah. I called myself being a grown person, got to drink on that 151 proof, and actually put me on my butt. You know, I woke up, passed out, and everything. At the same time, I was editing pictures, not knowing what I was doing, and I woke up to some crazy stuff. I was like, oh, well, that's what I'm going to call it. First started off 151 proof models, and then later on it progressed to Envy.
Now, why did you add the Envy part to it? How did that transfer?
Pretty much I was doing a whole lot for free, trying to get my name out there, and as a person that's doing a lot of stuff for free, you get taken advantage of. So pretty much said to myself and the people that was helping me that I'm going to make everybody that slept on us envious.
Oh, man. Yeah, you know, when you put side to side next to each other like that, the thing that comes to mind for me is everybody envious to have that give that everybody that buzz that you get when it hits hard like 151 does, you know, like, the 151, when they come, they go, ooh, it's like that the whole way down.
Yeah. It's right next to that moonshine stuff. You would not forget it.
Yeah. When the freaking label of a pastor tell you about a flammable warning, that's pretty.
Well, put a little hair on your chest, you know.
Yeah, I got scared the crap out of somebody when they were like, I was telling myself I could take this. I said, I don't take my liquor, man. I just drink it. They're like, you don't taste no more if you want. You lying. So I got like two double shots of 151, drink it back to back, no chases, sat down on the couch, it was just fine. scared the crap out. Because I was around people who was making all this hoopla. They, like, hardcore drinkers. And I was like, get the heck out of here. Like, if you're not, if you can't do what I just did, you're not on my level.
And to be honest, I wasn't, because I did one shot and I was gone. I was not a grown man.
So yes, man. Shoot, going on from there, man. You know, what was, as far as up to date, what would you say is your favorite shoot you've done, man? I know you're gonna kill me for that because everybody does. They hate when I do that, but that's what I do best, start trouble. So what would you say is the best best shoot you've done to date and why?
The best shoot?
Yes.
Ooh-wee.
yeah,
I just did so many.
I love starting trouble.
Well, I mean, I would say every shoot is just about my best shoot because there's always somebody, there's always someone different. They always bring something new, a different attitude, something, you know, they love you to be creative because they've seen my previous work. So right now it's just trying to top what I did before and always come better and different and give people that always get looked over, you know, a chance to shoot something great and different.
Okay. Definitely so mad, man. Now, as far as I'm taking that a little bit further, what do you recommend to photographers? Go to photographer side first, or go to models for a photographer who's like just getting into the industry? What steps you recommend to them if they're trying to take this serious and not just be what we like to call in the industry, GWCs, guys with cameras?
I mean, everything I have learned this far has been trial and error. You know, I have made all the mistakes you could possibly think of. So if somebody new is trying to do this, the first thing I would tell them is only think about your money, you know, and your brand and how, you know, 10 years from now, how you are going to look. And are you going to try to be around for that long? You know, a lot of people get into stuff for the models, just to be the popular guy in the club or whatever the case it is, and really not making nowhere but a couple of submissions, and that's about it. You know, if this is what you want to do to feed your family and you don't want to cook, wash dishes, or work on somebody's, you know, hard labor job, you know, you'll take your craft really serious.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I tell that people all the time, but if you're not researching, man, like, I just don't understand people that complain and say, oh, so like, if you're in the industry and you tell me that you're bored, there's too many things to do. I'm just sorry. If you want to leave your ways, cut the TV, and that's boring. First of all, like, go research your craft. We got this freaking internet at our fingertips, and these people are not sitting. They can be studying something if they're that bored. I hate seeing models, photographers, rappers, producers, anybody saying that's so serious in the industry, and they're always typing how bored they are on Facebook. I have no respect for them. I'm sorry. I just don't.
I mean, I can agree with you on that. I don't either, because you have a lot of guys that, you know, they don't understand where, as a photographer, you might do a 7-hour shoot. Then you go home, and you take 2 to 3 hours to edit that photo to make sure it's perfect. Then you take another, you know, couple of hours to submit it to the right places and get that stuff done. And a lot of times, you know, it either is a paid gig or it's free, and people don't care, they don't respect, they think it's supposed to happen within a certain amount of time. And it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, I mean, and don't let it just look like any old thing. Because some people, they don't care, man. He's like, oh, you know what? I think I get a headache because I change. Because especially if you're your worst critic, you'll be changing stuff a million times.
Right.
You're like, change that. Nah, let me change that. Let me change that. So, So yes, it's ridiculous.
I mean, that's you know, to me, you're your worst critic. So you got to think about it. Google, Yahoo, and all these places—they're going to be around for a long time. So whatever photo shoot that you did maybe 6 years ago, it's still going to be up there for people to see. And if somebody see your work that you really didn't care about, that's what they judge you on.
Right, because all money not good money.
Right.
I mean, we say that when you're playing dominoes and they tell you don't score yet, turn all money ain't good money. Some models, he could be like, I tell or some guys, I like to tell him, man, I'm trying to make this money real quick, man. And you get crappy work and you get a model who don't care, or as models out there, y'all so quick to get this money that you got parties out there that look like crap.
And that's what they get judged off of. I mean, for the models, it's pretty easy for them. I got to admit that. But for the photographers that's really taking this stuff serious, it is not easy for them. You spend no less than $10,000 just starting. You know, that's on your equipment, your programs, and business cards and things of that nature. And it's a lot of money for you to turn around and do a lot of stuff for free and not get the recognition that you think you should be getting.
Yeah, I think that, yeah, you said it, you hit the nail right in the head. Like, I don't think y'all get the recognition. It drives me nuts that my thing is so easy for a photographer to do so. Unless he boasting about how easy it is and he don't live up to what he's saying. You know, if he's doing exactly what he's saying he's going to do, then don't take that for granted.
Right.
Because I said, man, you know, I've told people I'm doing shoots and stuff and all kind of stuff, and it is not fun. Just designing a magazine is a headache. It's a good type of headache, but it's a headache. So I just imagine when y'all got to do millions of photographs a day, then you got to pick which part, then you got to go through hundreds of photos and then say which ones are great, which, by the way, how do you know which ones are the best to go with? Because, you got 300 photos in front of you, but you put a pick on four that you really think is, like, super hot. How do you pick that super hot one out? You pick four super hot ones out of 300 photos.
That's usually what happens. It's just sometimes you get that feeling that when you actually looking at it, I mean, everything's different to that little hole when you're looking at it through your camera. But once you load it up and you're looking at their screens, you can start seeing a lot of mistakes that you made. So that narrows it down sometimes. It's just you get that feeling about that one picture and be like, oh, I got to have it. The one that I want to put up either right now, or I want to edit it and make sure this is correct and put it up. Because, again, like I said, as a photographer, you know, you don't worry about if people like it or not, but you do worry about other photographers or other people like designers and stuff in the business looking at your photos. Because that's the main thing that you want to attract is those kind of people. It's going to bring you jobs, not just a little like on your little Facebook page or something like that. You want somebody that's been in the game for a while and say, hey, this guy can shoot, you know, and I want to slide him a deal this way or his way or whatever.
Yeah, man. I people didn't listen to that again. I mean, y'all didn't take notes what he just said because, some of y'all be out here trying to tell me that y'all just hot cheese because you got 50,000 followers on Instagram and Twitter, but then you try to sell something, ain't nobody buying it. You gotta be freaking kidding me.
Yeah.
Especially because everybody's like, yeah, Twitter, Facebook are the places to go. I'm about to let y'all know they got don't people that's following you, they following other people. And they got millions of teams to do what they do. So you cannot sit there and get copy right away until you get the numbers behind you them paying for the stuff. You can't sit here and say that. Now you can say you have a potential fan base that will support something, But other than that, you can't get cocky, because people get cocky and think that if they got 50,000 followers, they're supposed to impress me.
I mean, I agree
on
that.
We got 3.5 million listeners that listen to the show, and I still have more humble than some of these people. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's it's crazy. I mean, even for the Twitter, all of the social networks, a lot of people as models and photographers doesn't understand that, you know, yes, you do have to pick up a book and read or Google a lot of stuff and read, because these sites supposed to be paying you for your postings. You know, they get by, you know, not paying you because you got so many followers. You got a lot of influence when it does come to flowers or whatever. But the best influence you got is when you come from, like, magazines or designers or somebody is architect is about to put out something new and they hire you for that job, you know. So you got to look at, do you want 50 followers or do you want $50,000?
Yep. Now, I'm going to go to the model side. Now, as far as a model, how could a model utilize her time best if she's coming to shoot with you and not waste your time? Because, yes, some models out there, y'all do love to waste time. And, Lord, y'all need, I'm going to say ride the bank. Make sure you're in shape. And when I say in shape, I mean you got to be skinny. In shape means you need to be able to hold a pose for a certain amount of time and be ready to go back to that pose because it didn't work for the first time.
I agree. I'll probably get chewed out for this right here. But first thing first is if you're a model, and I hate to say it this way, but if you read, and you can read everything I'm saying, go Google or whatever, especially as a black female, please don't get no tattoos. You know, that puts a brand, puts a mark on you that, you know, Walmart or Target is not having. You know, that's your meat and potatoes right there, so why do something that they're not going to hire? You know, two, nothing in life is for free. You know, you can't expect to go to any store, get them, pick what you want, bag it up, and walk out the door without paying. So you got to treat it the same way, you know. And if it is for free, then you got to really look at the work, look at, you know, what else do you got to give up to get a free shot? Because, you know, it's crazy out there. You know, yes, please be in shape. You know, you don't have to be Tyra Banks looking or whatever. You can be a plus-size model, but you can be in shape and really know how to pose and kill it. You know, take care of yourself, you know. And
don't be drinking heavy the night before, and you got to turn the photo shoot. But I know this story first it is, and teaching Maya learned the hard way, that you can't come doing that the next day thinking you're going to be killing it.
Not at all. And two, they got to understand, it's not, you know, it's rare cases that I've seen a girl do a photo shoot, then the next week everybody wants it in the magazine. People are trying to hire for jobs. It doesn't happen like that all the time. Some people put in a year, 2 years, maybe more, you know, just to get one
page. Can you repeat that one more time? God dang it. People think there's a magical model fairy around here, and because in their brain, they the baddest chick in the game, and they just had a couple of dudes up the street tell them that they ain't the baddest chick in the neighborhood. They think that they're supposed to be getting paid to shoot tomorrow.
Nah, that it don't work like that. I mean, if you look at it, the numbers game, it's very simple. You have everyone from the age of 5 to 97 is trying to model, trying to do a commercial, trying to do something. So if their body is better than yours, they don't have the ink like you do, and they're willing to put in time and do a lot of sacrifice, 9 times out of 10, they're going to get picked over you. So you can be doing this for years and not get one paid job.
And now I'm going to play devil's advocate to what you said. If you do go the ink route, then understand, like you said, you got to understand everything you do in this industry is going to have a consequence.
Right.
Like, if you go the ink route, make sure you go the route of go A for the project that asks for that stuff. You can't be going to high fashion that don't want ink, and you get mad because they don't want to deal with ink. Simple as that. Know what you're doing And that's why, you know, grandpa's like, man, I'm just living life. Sometimes you got to be careful on living life, because living life can cost you.
Yeah. It is.
And
is
you
cool
do it,
about...
and to the people out there doing, you don't do porn, I need y'all to come, I need y'all to think for a second. And just like you said earlier, you said it, put it quite eloquently on my head. Yahoo and Google going to be there for a long time. So if somebody really want to find out, they'll find out.
I mean, the fact that you say, I mean, really look at these porn stars and look at how they look. They don't really have any type of imperfections. You know what I'm saying? They look good. You know, look at reality TV. You know, these women are in shape, and they spend big money to stay in shape and get these surgeries and stuff. So if you really can't stack up to a porn star or a reality TV type person, you really slim. You know, your chances are really, really slim.
Yep. Yeah, and I mean, we got a joke over here we talk about a lot too, and when we talk about, I call it dick vouchers and pussy coupons. I'm gonna need people to stop trying to buy services in the industry with those forms of currency. It does not work well. Stop, ladies, stop trying to spend coochie coupons, and fellas, stop trying to spend dick vouchers to get services done.
That's crazy. I mean, to be honest, man, if you're 18 and you don't have no problems, you just have the perfect body, and your drive is just beyond, you know, anyone else. By the time you turn 29 to 30, you are retired for life.
Yep.
Or you can work at somebody's job, bust your butt and work until they actually put you in the ground. That's the choices that you have, you know, when it comes to this modeling and stuff.
I think you just pretty much said it for any industry, really, what you just said. You come out hard the gate, man, you're gonna be ready to retire. You're gonna retire young. Or at least just do what you love doing. You know, like I can't, you know, after a while, man, you got to start looking back and say, man, if I'm not able to do what I love doing, I got to get the heck up out of Dodge.
I agree. I mean, I can say I love my job. I'm challenged every day by my CEO. I'm challenged by the models that I shoot because they want the best, and this is all they know. They won't take no for an answer, and they have to make it. So when you challenged by that and you few every day, you know what I'm saying, is a good thing, because you always come in with something different and your stuff is always trying to be on point.
All right, now I'm going to be nosy. And you didn't see this coming, but I'm going to be nosy and throw some at you. What's the most embarrassing thing that just ever happened to you, whether it's in personal life or in the industry? What's the most embarrassing moment you've ever had?
Man, you're the second person to answer that question. All right. I had a photo shoot.
Second person.
Yeah. I had a photo shoot set up, and it was through a mutual friend, and she brought her friend in. So I talked to her about, and she saw some of my work. Well, I turned around to clean my camera and get everything straight, and when I turned around to talk to her a little bit more to shoot her, she was standing there butt naked. And I was tongue-tied, I didn't know what to say, you know, and the friend looking at me, she looking at me like, are you ready? I'm like, no, hold on, you got to put clothes on first, and then let's shoot it this way, let me warm up to that. That was so embarrassing.
Oh, man, she was ready. I guess she...
Yeah, but she...
What kind of thing happened, man? You show them the work, they just go dunk it. Hey, I'm ready. This is a good way to die. Get straight to this part.
Yeah, she was like, that was crazy. He was like, you wasting time. Let's get it. Let's get these shots ready. I was like, oh, well, let me warm up. I just wasn't ready at that time.
No, I wasn't ready. No. I'm ready so big. Let's have a question. And, you know, man, and I know I had you already longer than I was going to have you, but that didn't ever happen. I start talking to people, and that's what happened, man. It just...
It's then. Then it's like the it's like catching up, man. What do you have up your sleeve coming up for the rest of the year? We got about really it means the second half of the year because at the end of the month it'll be 6 months left. What do you have up your sleeve, man?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Right now we are possibly we are working on 2 shootouts between myself, a bunch of photographers, and the last one, the biggest one we're having is in August. Is what a good couple of friends of mine, Tiger Butler Photography, Nikon Dawn, Harper Studios. These guys are freaking amazing, man. They're like top of the food chain courting me, and I'm going to say that. And it's a shootout, you know. I love shootouts because it makes you better. You know, the cool thing about these guys, whatever you're doing wrong, they will come over and adjust it, fix it, tell you, explain it, you get it right, and then they go on and finish shooting. Even though it's a competition, they still want you to be the best. You know, and I love those guys for that. A lot of photographers won't and will not participate or do that. That's like one of the biggest things we got going on, and we're going to be doing some shoots for a lot of big-name companies. I'm keeping that on the bag, though, but you'll be the first person to see a lot of our stuff. People, if you're on his website, please check it out because that's where a lot of our stuff is going to be submitted and posted.
Yes, sir. Just dustfly.com. Make sure you're over there. Yes, man. As far as if today was your last day, yeah, 24 hours. Yeah, 24 hours would have started from now. How would you spend those last 24 hours?
Oh, I'm watching SpongeBob with my 2 daughters.
SpongeBob for 24 hours straight.
24 hours straight with my the 2
man.
Best women, ladies in the world.
Shoot, you're going to be, shoot, by the time when you go to heaven, all you're going to think about is doing jellyfishing.
Dad show is looking good up there in the crusty crab in the sky.
You're right. That's my favorite
thing. Because they're going to be the watch of my sponge. That's a new one. I wasn't ready for that one. If you talk about not being ready, I was not ready for it. So, and I love the fuzz body. Did I hit him for 24 hours? I don't know yet.
That's all I'm doing. I'm having a good time with them.
All right, man. Well, I'll let everybody know. I'm here to show instead of following because everybody says that. That's so boring to me. I'm talking stalking because those stalkers, they're the people that follow you. They like your pictures. They going to go figure out how they can buy your products. They all over the place. So instead of saying how they can follow you, how can everybody stalk you?
I like that better.
Oh, yeah. Catchphrase here. Everybody's like, oh, you start using that. That's the maybe disclaimer, good stalkers, not the ones that come looking in your window for to kill you type of stalkers, not those.
Well, I like them, too, because they are dedicated, you know. They're going to accomplish their mission.
Oh, Lord. Well, let them know how they can find you, man. Where is all the spots?
They can hit me up.
Of course.
Yeah, they can find me on 151proofenvy.com. Of course, the Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, basically all your social networks.
Okay. You know what? I'm glad you make it easy on us when we search. I hate that guy. Like, the Instagram was like, I'm too turned up, but then the Twitter is the model name. And I'm like, I can't remember. How do I remember what your Instagram is? If it's not across the board, and some people think I'm boring because I use does. It's brand recognition, people. Come on now.
Yeah, that was one-on-one marketing for me, so it's easy to find me as everything stays the same.
Yes, it is. Because I find you everywhere easily. Thank you for making that not a headache because people drive me nuts with it.
You welcome.
All right, man. Well, again, I appreciate you for coming to the show. It was definitely a pleasure. And, heck, man, y'all, we got to step up our sleeves. Y'all just have to wait to see. We got something coming up very, 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 very soon, like right around the corner. So y'all just have to watch the Facebook and Twitter and Best Buy and all that, see what I'm talking about. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And thank you for having us, man. We appreciate it.
Oh, no problem, man. All right, y'all. We're going to go ahead and go into some music about my boy, Martin Karn. And then we'll be back right here. Close up the show on Life That Does Live, your boy, Steady J. This is Martin Karn, Sick Up. Yeah, everybody, that was my boy Martin Karn with Shook Up featuring Shamani. And, man, definitely, I appreciate our special guest that came to the show today, my boy Emmett Dillard. Definitely a pleasure having him, man. You got to give him a hand again, y'all. That was just a phenomenal interview. Yes, man. He was a blast, man. He was definitely putting y'all on game with some ZNG, you know. He was walking around here like a freaking fool. So definitely, man, it was a pleasure having him on the show. And got some other hot stuff coming up, man. Make sure to check out tomorrow's show. We got a very special guest coming through. It was all the way from, if you watch tonight's episode, you know, you'd be caught up. From Hit the Floor on VH1, my boy who played Derek Rowan on the show, McKinley Freeman, will be on the show tomorrow. The Grammar, and see, man, see what happens, man. It's gonna definitely be crazy. So yes, and no, you're not. You can call in, but we're not gonna open the phone line any more than that because we know you're gonna act crazy. So yes, man. Again, we're glad with all the support we always get, no matter what part of the career body is in. A lot of love is always shown here, and I appreciate it, man. It's definitely something I don't take for granted. And without the love that a lot of people show us every day, I don't know what I'm gonna do, man. It's uncanny, man. Uncanny how y'all just show me love, man. So. Continue doing what y'all do, man. The route, the people like y'all out here, I don't know, man. I'd have a headache. So yes. Also, on Wednesday show, be on the lookout for that. Which every Wednesday on the show on here on Life at Dusk Live on Dusk Live Radio Network, we bring you what we call Hump Day After Dusk Wednesday. We'll check in and see what we got up in store for that. And yes, man. Shows come on here every day, Monday through Wednesday, same time, same bat station, man. You can't miss it. That's at 8 p.m. on the east, on the west coast, Pacific Standard Time, being exact, all the way to the east coast, starting at 11 p.m. Eastern. Then you know, figure out the times in between where I'm at, Central 9. Maybe where I'm at, Central is 10. You got Mountain Town, of course, now. So, and then, of course, all the places around the world. Hey, I'll be here name dropping the areas of supporters all day. So, yes, man, again, I appreciate everybody for the love and support. Remember, you can check out all the shows at blogtalkradio.com/TeddyJCEDDY, that is J. Also, if you can check out sponsor audible.com. Get a free 30-day trial and audio book download by going to audibletrial.com/CEDDY with access to over 150,000 audio books in so many different genres. Can't beat that a little bit. Man, rolling on that, y'all. Reminding you, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, whatever J, whatever you, there is a way. Y'all tune into the episode of Life at Dusk Live with your boy, City J. If you haven't already and you are in the industry, make sure you go join the illustrious website known as DustSpot.com. Join it and find out why we are going to continue to be a thorn by the side and show them how to do things and treat people. So, yes, there you go, everybody. Rolling out. Peace.